On Monday, Czech security experts announced they had uncovered a global botnet network. This kind of network allowed hackers to steal users' information by tapping private modems and other computer devices. Dubbed Chuck Norris after the brawny Hollywood star, it could potentially gain everything from banking passwords to other sensitive data. It is only the second time Czech experts have seen such a system in use. Most at risk were individual users and small businesses. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Actor Chuck Norris has been the source of countless memes on the internet. Now, unknown perpetrators have stolen his name for their secret botnet network. Humorous as it might seem at first, the system is no laughing matter. As Czech specialists at Masaryk University in Brno, in conjunction with security experts at the Defense Ministry, revealed on Monday. The botnet, spread across Europe to as far as South America or China, was tapping modems and other computer items to control stolen sensitive data. The country's defense ministry confirms that users relying on modems are at risk if they fail to change original security data, in other words, manufacturers' default settings. Lucia Kubovičová is the spokeswoman for the defense ministry.
The threat level of the virus is high. The infected devices, which is ADSL modems and SOHO Internet Access Points devices, do not use antivirus programs, and that is why they are not protected. The hackers want to have power over these devices. They want to tap private data of the users or utilize the botnet to attack target in the future.
Jan Vikopal, who headed the project at Masaryk University, says it is not the first time hackers have tried such a botnet, but that this one in particular is more developed than a previous attempt.
For the second time, in the early 2009, there was a first attempt to abuse small office, home office devices for these purposes, but in these days it's more sophisticated and more, and this attack has more impact all around the world.
According to Jan Vikopal, it will be notoriously difficult for officials country to country to find the perpetrators. While the original central server was believed to have been in Italy, that has since shut down. Other indicators lead to France. The problem is that a malicious botnet like the Chuck Norris can be operated from anywhere in the world. Masaryk University's Jan Vikopal again.
They can use stepping stones. It's a kind of computers that they compromise and abuse to conduct these attacks.
So it's difficult to find the real source, for example.
Yeah, real identity of the attacker.
And finally, if you're wondering how they learned that the malicious botnet was named after that famous actor, Jan Vikopal also told me a little about that.
In the binaries of this bot in the source code that we analyze, there were a comment in a nome di Chuck Norris that is in Italy, in the name of Chuck Norris. So a programmer like this TV hero.
That was security expert Jan Vikopal ending a report by Jan Wellinger.